Rolling Hills Baptist Church in Fayetteville has opened its fellowship hall to the First Marshallese Pentecostal Church of Fayetteville, a new church in need of a place to worship on Sunday afternoons. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended a recent Islander Pentecostal Church service, and she brings us this story.
Around 40 members of the First Marshallese Pentecostal Church of Fayetteville sing gospel in the fellowship hall at Rolling Hills Baptist Church this afternoon. Most are women, teens, and children. Later, they'll share in a potluck meal. The church pastor wasn't present today, so Harry George, a deacon with the Marshallese Church, agreed to talk.
We are the first Marshallese Pentecostal International, and we used to be in Springdale, but because of us, you know, getting bigger in numbers, we have decided to set another church here in Fayetteville. So there is another one in Springdale, and we are over here in Fayetteville.
Around a dozen diverse Marshallese churches operate in Northwest Arkansas with devoted followings, including several Pentecostal churches. Pentecostalism is a Protestant movement that emphasizes direct personal experience of God through baptism with the Holy Spirit. This Pentecostal church has roots back in the Marshall Islands in Majuro. So when the pastor and deacons moved to Northwest Arkansas, they established a Pentecostal church in Springdale and now have another church here in Fayetteville.
You know, the common reason for all the Pentecostal is to spread the gospel, you know, letting kids reach out to people that has heard about the gospel but not really sure about it. So our mission is to, you know, getting to those people and, you know, give them the confirmation that it is real.
As many as 15,000 Marshallese have legally emigrated from the Republic of the Marshall Islands to Northwest Arkansas to work, educate their children, and obtain medical care. Indigenous Marshallese converted to Christianity after missionaries landed on their Pacific archipelago in the late 1800s. Today, most are Protestant and Assembly of God. A small number are Roman Catholic and Mormon. When Rolling Hills Baptist Church pastor Steve Shealy learned this Marshallese Pentecostal church membership were meeting in a local home, he agreed to open the fellowship hall to them after conferring with his congregation. They worship here every Sunday morning in the sanctuary.
I was teaching on the Revelation, and the last chapter or two talks about all the different kingdoms and nations coming into this new heaven and new earth. And I thought, you know, we need to start demonstrating that today. And showing people that that kind of cross-cultural friendship and interaction is not just something for heaven, but something that can start now. So we wanted to show and demonstrate that. I reached out to Albius Latour and told him we were looking for a church that might need a place to meet. And we met over at Village Inn about 6 months ago and started the conversation, and he finally found a church that was, meeting in a home and needed a place, and rent's expensive. Renting a space is expensive.
Shealy says he doesn't charge the Marshallese Church rent or utilities.
If anybody wanted to make a contribution to this Marshallese congregation, they could just make it through our church, and we could make sure that that they receive any of those funds. They've offered to help what they can with some of our expenses, but they're not very many. But they do so much for members of the Marshallese community in Northwest Arkansas with meals and clothes and back-to-school supplies. They look out for each other. And anything that I can do or we can do to help them be a presence in the Marshallese community is always a great investment.
The first Marshallese Pentecostal service was held at Rolling Hills a few weeks ago, says Deacon Harry George.
We can start using this facility on August 22nd. And when I disclosed the message to the church, they were so happy. They were so happy and they were so excited.
Pastor Shealy says his congregation is aware that many Marshallese are working poor, so want to help.
They experience a tremendous culture change when they come to Northwest Arkansas. And for example, one of our church members is going to knit scarves and caps for all of them when the weather gets cold, because they don't have cold weather clothes, right? You don't need them in the South Pacific. So I think it's just a way to invite them, you know, into not just our community, but into our lives and start doing things together. That's one of our goals, is to just build friendships also.
Shealy says his church was called to accommodate the Marshallese Pentecostal Church of Fayetteville.
There are so many churches, even in Arkansas, that have become intolerant of people that are different, a different heritage or language or skin color. And we wanted to show and just show the world and each other that those things don't matter a bit. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and they're just wonderful people.
As this Marshallese Pentecostal Church blooms and grows, they'll eventually find their permanent home somewhere in Fayetteville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can learn more by looking for First Marshallese Pentecostal Church on Facebook.